day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. With me today is Jessica Adams and Sarah Holmes, who are going to be speaking to us about their group, Female Entrepreneurs Offering Mentorship and Support, which they serve as co-founders, the first FEMS Award, and what's in store for 2022. So, Jessica, can you please start off by telling us a little bit about FEMS, short for Female Entrepreneurs Offering Mentorship and Support, and what your mission is in the townships?
Yeah, sure. First, thanks for having us. So FEMS started in the holiday period of 2020, where we had all a bunch of female entrepreneurs had gotten together to do a series of giveaways leading up to Christmas. And we found that working together was really fun, really stimulating, and it was really nice to kind of broaden our networks. And we decided to keep that momentum going through the FEMS Award. At first, we didn't really know what it was going to look like, but a few members of that giveaway kind of banded together and then decided to create the FEMS Award because we thought that all of us, while we came from all different kinds of backgrounds and our businesses are very different, we all had one thing in common, and that is that we would have liked to have known more when we were starting out. We would have liked to have had more support. So that's kind of what we're seeking to offer to young women in the area.
Perfect. Do you have anything that you'd like to add, Sarah, to that?
I think we quickly learned while working together that we all had different strengths. Mm-hmm. And we all had things to learn from one another. And that was really cool. And I think all our teenager selves came out and were like, can you teach me such and such thing? Because there were, like, you know, a lot of things to do with that giveaway. And everyone kind of pulled in with their own strengths. And
Right.
And that's kind of what...
Yeah, you're like, wow, this is really valuable.
This is really valuable.
Of complementary skills and diverse skills and backgrounds. Yeah, totally.
And you wanted to share that and to support other entrepreneurs here in the area.
Yeah, exactly.
So you recently awarded the 2021 FEMS Award, the very first award that you guys have ever handed out since you were founded. Which lucky female identifying entrepreneur had the pleasure of receiving this award?
So the award winner for the 2021 award is Destiny Picken. She was at Massey Vanier, and she was applying on her way out of high school and into some adult education courses. And she had reached out to us. I think she saw the little presentation that Kyla and Jamie had done at Massey, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And then she was interested, but not sure if she qualified. So she reached out to us, and we were like, you know what? We're not sure yet what this award is going to be either, but it sounds like you have a lot of interest, a lot of passion, a lot of drive. So, like, please do apply. Shortly after the deadline, we had time to go through her application, and we awarded her the first ever FEMS Award.
Yeah.
That was so fun.
Did you have quite a few people apply for the award?
Actually, no, not this time around. Okay. And we figured it had a lot to do with, like, a very tight timeline. So we kind of got together in January and wanted to launch the award for May, and then have folks apply within the month and a half after. Because it was our first time doing it, we thought, oh, it would be good for it to coincide with the end of the year awards at high schools. And so, yeah, we kind of rushed towards that deadline. And in the end, it's going to be very different this year, so that we do give a bit more time. But yeah, we think it had to do mainly with that. We're super happy that Destiny did reach out, though. That was great.
And what was her entrepreneurial idea? What made you guys, you know, be certain that this was the one, this was the right person?
Honestly, she reminded me of myself, and I think a lot of us are ourselves in her, where she had so many interests and absolutely no clue where to start. And I think that a lot of young teenage girls coming out of high school don't think it's feasible to embark in any of their passions or interests from scratch, from literally no place of knowledge of how to get started. And it was really exciting to be like, you know what? This is all you need. Like, and encourage her and nurture her in that. And I think that's what, for me, it was like, perfect. This person has no idea what she wants to do, but so many interests. Let's see how we can guide her. Let's see how we can kind of develop these interests a little bit more and see which one she's more drawn to when it comes down to the nitty gritty, because the things we're passionate about, you know, if we want to make them turn into businesses, that there's a little work involved and it has to be work that you want to do every day. So I think it was a really good opportunity for Destiny and for us also because it didn't exactly pan out the way we had imagined.
No, that's right. Eh?
Yeah, like we really thought, no, it's okay. We really thought that
our candidate
would have one idea. Kind of one passion or kind of one goal to work towards, and she didn't. And it was really cool for us too to be kind of thrown out of left field.
And then writing,
and also working with special needs.
Yeah, and she manifested an interest in baking as well, eh?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, so those were like the four main ones. So throughout the mentorship process, we were able to put her in touch with various people who had more experience in those fields to give her an opportunity to really like encounter it firsthand.
Okay, so you guys reached out to people, and okay, that's how you supported her throughout her journey, was really getting the experts in there and really showing her what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. And I think that's why we're doing it as a team, right? Because we all have different strengths and we all run different businesses. And it was a really good, she was a really good recipient because she really brought us together for our first year doing this project. In the sense that we had to touch base a lot. We had to come up with new ideas, new ways of getting her started in these passions. So we had to really connect and plan these things out, and everyone contributed. She didn't end up, so originally what we wanted to do was pick one or two mentors, as we're going to call ourselves.
Yeah, like main mentors.
She would see who she bonded or clicked most with in terms of her interests. And yeah, that didn't happen at all. So she didn't get any specific mentors. We really all worked together to provide experiences that were
relevant.
Yeah.
Her first one, for example, was baking with Kyla, who had boulangerie lace.
Yes.
And so that was like, that was her very first thing. And he baked a cake. And if I remember correctly, it didn't go 100% as planned. So it was a really good exposure to, you know, stuff doesn't always go as planned when you're like, even when you do own your own business and for all intents and purposes, you know what you're doing, things can still go sideways. And like, it was a good way to kick things off for her.
That was actually what I was about to ask you. Was like, did you notice the difference it made in her journey? Like, is she more comfortable in knowing where she's going now?
I got the feeling that she really started leaning more towards working with the special needs population. Mm-hmm. But what would be the conduit for that was unclear. Like, would it be through baking with special needs, or would it be through like direct like teaching experiences? I don't know. I think like she really talked about that a lot towards the end of her journey, but didn't necessarily know yet which skills she would want to kind of like.
Awesome. So she's just trying to work off her passions and find herself basically in the entrepreneurial world. Awesome. And what's in store for FEMS for 2022? How is the group changing, or is the award changing? What's going on with the group this year?
There are definitely some changes.
Yeah. Well, for starters, Sarah's taking charge of social media, which is fun. That's kind of like expanding our reach, I think. And it's like everything, we're a group of volunteers, so it's a work in progress. We do stuff when we have time, and to the best of our ability, because some of it's not stuff that's like our wheelhouse. But what has changed is the timeline. So last year, as I mentioned, we were aiming for an end of the school year application period. We decided that instead of rushing to make it coincide with the awards that are already going on, why not give candidates the summer to think about it, to put together an application, and then apply in September? Because we haven't mentioned it yet, but the award has nothing to do with grades. It has nothing to do with academic performance. We've opened up the age range. Before it was open to high school graduates, right? So we've since changed it to 14 to 21 years old. And like I said, it has nothing to do with academic performance. So it's just, do you have an idea, and are you interested in having a little bit of guidance, and then a nice little cash prize at the end,
which has increased. That's another difference there. We're giving a bigger sum.
Yeah, because it was 750 before, right?
It's, so it was 500 before. Okay. And now it's 750.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and part of that, the reason why we increased it is we had originally thought we would do two awards, one for an Anglophone candidate and one for a Francophone candidate. And in the end, we decided it doesn't really mean anything to distinguish between an Anglophone or Francophone. So we'll just have one winner with a larger prize. And we had a lot of people contribute to the FEMS Fund as well. Awesome. I think that was one of our biggest successes of the first round of the FEMS Award was just like the incredible community support. People were so inspired by the idea and keen to help in whatever way they could, whether it was as a guest mentor or as someone, as a donator. So,
okay. Yeah. So this award is from community donations that you guys Absolutely. Collected.
Yeah.
Wow.
And from initiatives that each of us have organized at one time or another as fundraisers.
The number of people that reached out and donated and supported us straight from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
It was overwhelming in the most beautiful way, and none of us expected it, really.
No.
We did do our own fundraisers, so we all had our strengths, right? So Jamie, she had a yoga class, I had a dance class.
We did a wonder walk. And,
so you all used your skills to kind of make this possible.
Exactly. And
Oh, and Robin did the beautiful FEMS mug, yes. Which we adore. And actually, I would love to do another kind of campaign like that.
And this was all during COVID times.
Yeah.
We put an effort into getting those donations. But I think we realized that when we were able to maybe make bigger events or...
Mm-hmm. It's true, eh? We were able to do all of that in a time where things were pretty restricted.
Yeah.
And I wonder, though, if a lot of it, the generosity and stuff just had to do with like this sense of like, okay, like I'm part of something again, like I'm part of a community again, like after being so long feeling like we've had to keep our distance and stuff, it was just a nice way to generate a sense of community through this award.
And if people are interested in applying for the award, or if they're interested in having more information about FEMS, is there any email or social media that they can reach out to you on?
Yes, indeed there is. So we have our Instagram, our Facebook, and then we have a Google Sites like landing page. The best way to get in touch with us through Instagram, our Instagram handle is @prix.fems.award.
Okay.
And it's the same on Facebook as well. And,
we have the link to our Google site in the bio.
Mm-hmm. If ever, you know, there is anything that's missing, like write us an email, and our email is prix.fems.award@gmail.com. I'd say the biggest piece of advice, so our slogan is grow your entrepreneurial spirit. And I think that kind of sums up what our mission is. And if someone's like, oh, do I apply? Is it really relevant for me? Well, like there are like three eligibility criteria. Are you 14 to 21 years of age? Do you live in the Eastern Townships? Or, oh, do I identify as female? Otherwise, if there's like other elements that people aren't sure of, like our slogan says it all, it's all about growing your entrepreneurial spirit. We're going to meet you wherever you're at on your journey. You don't have to have it all figured out. Some of us don't feel like we have it figured out still or will ever.
I'd love to know who does, but yeah. I love that we came up with that slogan and then we got Destiny as our first recipient,
mm-hmm.
because she really taught us the meaning of that slogan.
Yeah.
I think we thought we were going to have an end goal with her, that we were going to achieve a certain
thing.
Yeah,
like a concrete outcome.
A concrete outcome, and that was going to be the point of success. But I think the point of success was getting this off the ground, reaching out, having a candidate, being able to offer these experiences and work with her, and if anything, rule things out. Very happy to offer that.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much. I wasn't sure if there was anything that either of you wanted to mention that you think would be important for the community to know about FEMS or what's in store for 2022.
Okay, well, deadlines-wise, we are currently accepting applicants. And as we mentioned, all of the information is available through Instagram, website, you know, or just send us an email. The deadline to apply is September 30. Then we'll select a candidate about a month later, or we'll announce the candidate about a month later. Commence the mentorship, I think, around December. It's a 6-month period. And after that time, we'll kind of guide the recipient through a little bit of brainstorming about how they would like to use their award funds.
Okay.
And then we award their funds and they go on their merry way to hopefully continue riding on that wave of passion.
And this is for anybody who really thinks that maybe the traditional college route is maybe not for them. If you have like the sinking feeling or this inkling that maybe you're here for something more, that's enough. That's enough to go off of. And trust that gut feeling, trust your instincts, and apply. There's nothing to be afraid of. We're all here. We were all afraid at one point. Sometimes I'm still afraid. We don't have to run away. It's all good. And like Destiny had so many things she was interested in. So just apply. Just
something, sorry, I did want to add is that it does not have to be, you don't have to have an idea that's product-based. So you don't have to have a business idea that involves you creating a product and then selling it. Our committee or our council board members is made up of pretty much half-half service-based entrepreneurs and product-based entrepreneurs. So that's just something that sometimes, you know, people are like, I don't have anything I want to sell, because that's what they associate with entrepreneurship.
Well, thank you both so much for speaking with us today. I super appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.